Welcome to the first of many Sun Collector podcasts, where we'll be going over the good, the bad, and the ugly, and solar energy in Central Illinois, the country, and Peoria as well. My name is William Grant. My co-host here is
Austin Burke.
So I think for our first episode, we'll just go back to the origin of Sun Collector and see where that goes from there.
Now, looking forward to it. Solar has been a very interesting thing over the last few years to see how it's developed, especially here in our local community of Peoria. Obviously, the same goes applies in Peoria. And our company has definitely shown the testament of time can be, overcame, but it is definitely not an easy road. And it is one that is still being navigated, but I can say that we're fortunate enough to be in a position to where we're still standing strong, where other companies have fallen short. So,
absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of companies that gone out of business in the last few years. I left a lot of people stranded. And at the end of the day, Sun Collector is the reason why we exist. It's based on honor and integrity and doing the right thing, even if it is the hard thing. You know, what I've found in 5.5 years of business is it typically is the right thing, especially in the solar industry, is the hard thing. So going back in time, you know, 7 years ago, I was an electrical engineer at one point in my life. My business partner now, Hunter Trinary, at a music festival. He was doing solar sales and consulting in Colorado, and I got fascinated by the idea. Sold my car, quit my job, moved across the country 2 weeks later, and that was an interesting transition just to run across the country. Never really had left North Carolina for the most part, and just to go over there to try to do something and. Knocking on doors is a big aspect of solar because no one's going to give you the information via ads and all this other stuff.
Did you ever have any second guessing, or were you pretty much gung-ho from the beginning once you kind of had the vision and you're on it?
In my head, I didn't have another way out. It was all full steam ahead. There was nothing I could do or say to get me back there, mainly because I didn't have enough money. Absolutely. We have fast forward a little bit. We noticed some problems with big solar companies early on. They like to target metropolitan hubs. So when Hunter and myself were in Colorado helping people with solar, we would go down to Pueblo, which is like 40 minutes south of Colorado Springs, which is where we live. And the company we were working with didn't want to go out there to install these customers, mainly because it was inconvenient for them. There was enough sales and people wanting solar in Colorado Springs, so they didn't really want to burden themselves. But the catch is the people down in Pueblo had a different power company whose power rates were twice as high as the ones that we have in Colorado Springs at the time. So it was kind of just heartbreaking for us to hear that from a company. And these people weren't the most wealthy or privileged people. So just to leave them in the dust, to leave them high and dry, really, really hurt us. Fast forward a little bit further beyond that, we left to go to Las Vegas, Nevada to start consulting out there. And we did the same thing. We went up the Moapa Valley and all these places that were really far out because we just had a better connection with those people. They really wanted the savings. They really wanted to learn something that they didn't know already. And so it's still the same thing. Didn't really want to help them. Didn't want to go do the travel. And at the end of the day, we were just like, you know what? Young and arrogant and full of life and energy. We were just like, we're going to do this ourselves. That was a wake-up call. Because we started our company in Henderson, Nevada, and it figured out it was really hard to penetrate into a market that already had solar 10 years before that.
Right.
And so that's about 16, 17 years ago that they started a solar program. And so we went down to around Bullhead and Laughlin, Nevada, which is as far south of Nevada as you can go, started helping out people there. The installer we were using at the time had the same issue, too far out, and there wasn't enough people to really service a company. So we helped as many people out there as we could, did a ton of market research all around the country. And again, we were young and ambitious and full of energy. So we did a couple of weeks of market research. It would probably take me 2 or 3 months now, because I have so much stuff on my plate. And after that, we settled on Illinois, and we wanted to find a place that we can make the biggest difference. And we knew that if we went to Chicago, we could sell lights out to help a ton of families go solar. But those weren't necessarily the people that were going to need it the most. You know, as you know, Austin, you've been with this for 3 or 4 years, and seeing how the solar incentives have changed over the years, you've seen them shut down, you've seen them increase, you've seen them decrease. And so at the end of the day, we knew that something along those lines would happen here. Now, obviously, we didn't know about COVID and all this other stuff that's happened over the years, but we wanted to make the biggest difference in the area that we could. And so Peoria just looked like the perfect place on the map. You got a river through it. You have a ton of people, a ton of nice houses, as well as it's people are going to be here for a while. Typically, people in Peoria aren't just moving in and out, and they could really truly see the benefit not only in the short term, but the long term as well. Now, what we didn't know is all the other stuff that a lot of our viewers, if you're listening from Peoria, probably already know about Chatfield. If you were a bit, Chatfield moving out, the economic stake 5.5 years ago, taxes, all the other stuff. So that was a rude awakening to try to figure all that stuff out. But, you know, at the end of the day, we did. I figured out that we could really make our home here, make our business here, and grow. And fast forward till today, a little over five and a half years in business. Over 3,000 installs around the central Illinois area. And, you know, we're proud to be here. Yeah, we love it here. And this is our home.
And I think that's kind of the beautiful thing about our story, how our old company has coincided to where we're at today. But I look back at, just to give a quick brief background on myself, I use the word organic. We were thinking about how everyone came onto our team and, you know, just why we are the way that we are. But again, foundationally, we just be very transparent. I necessarily didn't have any idea that I was going to be getting into solar 4 years ago. And so for all my people, Peoria, that are listening, everyone knows Tim's Bistro, Peoriaites, so shout out to Tim's. But I was serving tables there while COVID was still absolutely wreaking havoc and finishing my way through Bradley. And I actually went to Bradley for nursing. So again, completely different career path on what I'm doing now. But William and Hunter came in for a dinner, and I was fortunate enough to be their server. And by the end of the meal, they had handed me a business card, more or less, that you're wasting your talents doing this, but you need to come see what you can do with us. And so again, completely different mindset shift from what I was doing and what I was pursuing at that point in time in my life. But again, with them being a small local company to Peoria and me being from Peoria, I figured I could at least give it a go. And so seeing where that has taken me over the last 4 years and quite literally across the country and to some extent across the world has been pretty insane. But then just to know, again, how we've ingrained ourselves locally in the community here. And then I look back at just how our team has formed. And, you know, more times than not, a lot of guys didn't necessarily know they were getting into solar, but that's why I think make it so beautiful is when you see the passion people have in it. So, again, I think our company's cemented ourselves pretty beautifully here in the area. And I don't think we'd be able to establish ourselves that way, per se, in Chicago or one of the more, you know, I'd say, I don't want to say overly saturated areas, but just a completely different demographic and population.
Yeah, I think you said it. If it plays in Peoria, right? And that's a badge of honor I wear to be one of the highest rated solar companies, not only in central Illinois, but in the country, in a market that's known for chewing people up and spitting people out.
Absolutely.
It's an honor. And Nick, is it crazy to think that COVID was 5 years ago, going on 5 years ago?
Absolutely. I remember knocking on a gentleman's door in Bloomington and he asked on and was absolutely frantic, even though COVID was still ensuing. Point in time, but just to remember the impact that I had, it was a whole different world we were living in. But again, I didn't feel like that was just another one of the trials and tribulations that we kind of came through. But I'm very happy that that is no longer something that we're enduring.
So there has been quite a few things over the last 5.5 years. Right, we have had the Illinois State Senate, the SREC program, shut down for lack of funding and lack of behavior to meet because of COVID. We had COVID happen. We've had to move markets, per se, go to Virginia and help people out there while the program was shut down. This year, we're dealing with net metering going away.
It is it's ever evolving. I don't think we've ever had more than maybe, say, I would say maybe an 8 to 12 month span of consistency in any market that we've had. And that's not necessarily to any fault of our own, but I would definitely say that this industry demands that you be adapting and be able to have tough skin, because a lot of times the news pertaining to legislation, I mean, there's a little bit of snippets of good in every year and there. I mean, the federal tax credit, remember when that got bumped back up to 30%, that was a huge win. But more times than not, other, you know, whatever big news is getting announced, typically things are getting more expensive or, you know, incentives are going away. And so it's our whole entire job feels like we're always just trying to make the most out of things and keep on pushing through. But again, and the fact that we've been doing it for all 6 years now, I think it's just more or less a testament to say, hey, you can either do it or you can't. And it doesn't matter what state or incentive level or, you know, more or less what market we're in. I know that we're doing it right.
Now, Austin, you have, you know, hundreds of customers that you've helped grow solely, you know, over the last 4 years or so. So what do you think the biggest challenges that you have faced throughout this job has been?
Absolutely. That was actually funny you brought that up because I was taking notes. I was like, what are some good things that we might be able to go over? And I wanted to go over trials and tribulations. And I truly think the biggest reward with this job is also the biggest learning curve in a sense, and that is the control of time and what that allows you to do. And obviously, you know, having factory jobs in Peoria, Roan, O'Brien Steel, and then fine dining for the better part of 6, 7 years. And so, I mean, I know what it's like to clock in, clock out for 50 to 60, almost pushing 70-hour weeks before. And I'm no stranger to that. And I think that one of the biggest things that this job teaches you and demands that you learn is just how to effectively control and moderate your own time. And so as you grow your customer bases, you've got new leads, the company grows, there's other projects, events, and it, you know, it starts off small, but then obviously it just naturally envelops into something greater. And I think the most rewarding aspect with this job is the fact that I do have some sense of my own time or control over it far better than I ever did or could feel like as if though I did, but that also demands much more responsibility on my behalf. And I don't necessarily, have someone I'll say a manager per se, like overseeing every step of what I do throughout the day. And so it's more independent at this point, but that's also, I think here lies the responsibility and why I'm so passionate about this is because I look at what we have accumulated, even as a company over the last few years now, and I'm from Peoria again, I'll say it a million times. When I was in high school, all I talked about was moving out of Peoria. I was so ready to put some miles on my soul. And after quite seeing fair amount of the country and some of the world, I truly have fallen in love with what we've created here. But I also do think that again, demand that we have the proper amount of attention for our customers here. I think that is probably one of the hardest things in this industry is, you know, that's where solar gets a horrible rep with these out-of-state companies or, you know, people that aren't necessarily local from this area. Is, you know, we not only maintain our customer basis, but now customers from other companies that are no longer serves. One of my most, I would say, valuable assets that I could show to my customers is my photo album, which is called My Victims of Mass Datings. Anyone would like to be part of it, let me know. But I have this photo album started from a few years ago, and the customers that I signed up then are still the same customers that are calling me and I'm servicing today. And I cannot say that with more than enough pride because I am from this area. And so I did not necessarily know that I was getting into solar, but that's why I say that this is, you know, this is something I can truly involve myself in or to really submit myself to, because I do believe that what we're creating in this community is worth, I would say, supporting. But that's, I would say, one of the hardest parts to get, not to keep running in circles here, but it's just the time and dedication that it takes to make sure that the dot was picked up properly. And Coach Penny, if you're listening to this, my wrestling coach from Richlands, but he gave me a phenomenal saying that I implemented into our work. And I mean, every one of my customers has heard me say this over the last 4 years now, but you do it right, you do it light, you do it wrong, you do it long. And, you know, we have a lot of different philosophies and principles that our company abides by. And I truly do believe that that is one of the most simplistic in nature, that it all holds everything we do from the sale to the installation to the, you know, the service afterwards. We do wrap it up well.
Absolutely. And, you know, speaking on a couple of different points there, with other companies that come in and out, or have these massive door-to-door teams that are now gone. I mean, we're recording this in November, and they're mostly in Florida, California, in warmer markets at the time being. And they do solar the easy way, which is leases, which don't add a ton of, they don't add any value to the home. They don't add any incentives to the customer's pockets. They don't get them any tax savings to the customer. And then they end up just leaving or going out of business, and it's the easy way. Right. And I don't think people understand how extremely difficult this job is to do, especially when you're out there sourcing your own customers. And you're out there every single day, doesn't matter what time it is. You know, Austin here is a veteran consultant. So at the end of the day, he can get an appointment scheduled right now for 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, and he will show up. And so part of that sacrifice is, again, your time. Whenever there's an appointment on your calendar, you show up and you show out and you had to learn all the information. Now all the guys in my office are learning how to educate people on batteries, battery storage, and how to save people the most amount of money without having net metering available, net metering that one-to-one credit system that most people have heard about by now. Well, at the end of the day, that's gone.
Right.
And it could be forever. So the idea of learning all this information, then being able to portray that information in a digestible way to an average consumer, as well as dedicate your time and effort and energy, it's like getting a college level course every single year. It is wildly difficult. And I don't think that's appreciated enough by most people.
No, and I mean, not just to give a testament and for everyone that's listening to this, I mean, I will say that just to piggyback off that college course level, I have not taken a college course in quite some time, but the amount of battery training that we've been doing lately, I mean, if anything, I hope that that goes just to show that we are, our whole principle and basis is education as opposed to, you know, aggressive, I would say, the negative predispositions that you have with like sales techniques. And I'd say that as transparently as possible, because, you know, that's a pretty bad taste that people get left in their mouth. And I cannot tell you how important it is that education is one of the most important aspects of our industry moving forward, especially with net metering going away. There are so many people out there that need to hear this, knowing that, you know, with net metering going away, there's a proper way for installations to be done. And we just went over a very rigorous battery training for the better part of what, just shy of 2 months, with one of the top battery experts in the nation. And so it was funny to hear him say, but, you know, at the end of that whole course, I mean, you more or less said you guys are ahead of about 99% of people in your industry simply because you've taken the time to learn this in itself. And unfortunately, there's a lot of horror stories that he has seen firsthand where customers just kind of get set up on something that's suboptimal or not necessarily done properly, and it ends up being, you know, far more of a financial detriment than an effective outcome for them. And so, yeah, I think that we've established ourselves in a very, very authoritative position to, also, it's a great deal of responsibility, I would say, as well, because when people type in renewable energy or solar or what have you in this area, we are the first and foremost company that comes up. And so I do think that it's very important for us just moving forward to know that we are, you know, taking this from a place of education. And, you know, there's a much different standpoint that most companies, I guess, would take at this industry. It's not a gold rush. It's about doing a proper job thoroughly.
Absolutely. And then also just the training aspect for even one of the guys that come into our office, just to be able to consult, just to be able to sit down with the owner. You really do have to cut your teeth beforehand. You don't just come up and start going to houses like some of these other solar companies do. And our pitches, to lack of a better word, take anywhere from 45 minutes to, I mean, probably 3 hours. If you're really hitting it off with a customer and you're having a good time and talking about life and family and all these other things, it can take quite a while. But most of that pitch is information.
Right.
Because it's the most important thing. We want to make sure people are making that educated decision to go forward with solar.
No, if I had a dollar for every time I followed up with another company, whether it be local or nationwide, and the amount of embarrassing misinformation or disinformation that the customer had at their fingertips was very concerning. And so again, I do appreciate at least always having the opportunity to talk to owners, even if, you know, solar batteries and whatnot's not necessarily always the best fit. That's okay. Part of our job is also telling people when that's not necessarily the best route for them to take. Alternatively, there's other companies that I feel as if they promise sunshine and rainbows. And that's where, again, people just kind of get a wary feeling of our industry. And so again, our whole principle is, you know, just to make sure that people have the best information at their disposal to make an educated decision for their house. And I had more times than not, I feel like that puts us at 90% of the curve or competition in that itself. But again, if I had a dollar for every time I went into a customer's house and they thought that they were going to get a fat check from me, never, or this, that, or the other, I wouldn't have to do solar. I'd just take the dollar every time I said. So no, again, I appreciate where we're at now and knowing that we've established ourselves as the leading experts in the industry right now.
Absolutely. And over the last five and a half years, I mean, I've tried to stay out of the limelight as best I can, for good press or bad press. I've always tried to be a pillar of the community, but letting the company be that pillar, right? And so this is one of the first times I'm going to be on video and doing a podcast or ever sharing my face to the public, right? I'm a 28-year-old guy who's been running a business for 5.5 years and relatively successful at that. But It's time to come out and just let our opinions be known. I think that's the whole point of this podcast, is to get a lot of information to people. If they're interested, great. If not, you know, that's fine as well. But the amount of this information out there right now is disheartening. there's so many people getting signed up for things, and especially with everything going away with net metering, companies still selling on getting net metering, or that you don't need a battery, or all this other stuff. It's just, it breaks my heart, because it doesn't only affect our customers and what they hear and future customers, but it affects everyone that even considers solar in the first place. And we always say, you know, if we do right by someone, they might refer us to 3 or 4 or 5 people, close friends that they trust to digest all the information and may potentially move forward with it. But all these people that are getting burned by solar companies or bad practices or misinformation, you know, they'll tell 15, 20 people that solar doesn't make sense, that it's the worst thing ever. And that is terrible in a market like Peoria. And everyone here knows that if you live here locally to Peoria, you're one person disconnected from anybody.
But I mean, funny enough, I mean, without getting too specific, there's a very large company that was associated with another large company here locally as well. And I, a few customers that work over at said large company, it's like, oh, still, yeah, screw it. I mean, I have two customers that are heavily associated with the giant nationwide company, but I'm still the one that put solar up on their property. And so I guess the testament there, you don't have to be the biggest company to be the best. You simply have to be the best company to be the best. And our biggest thing that we have in our corner, and forever will have in our corner, is that, you know, it's not, temporary, but is our reputation. And it is foundationally something that we have strived to create crowd. Truly, I mean, that's a testament to what we've created here. But if you were to Google, you know, solar Peoria, again, we are the first company that comes up with great reason with the highest reviews. And I love telling people that we started in Peoria, we're from Peoria, and we service specifically Peoria and surrounding areas. And again, there's companies that service over 50 states, and they do not have the ability to do it properly. And so there's no point in, you know, having a great deal if it's not going to be there to support even 2 or 3 years. That's, I cannot say that enough, that not only do we support our customers now at this point in our area, but also the customers of other companies that are no longer there to service them. And that, you know, whenever I first joined this company, that was a vision that you guys had initially had. And we can touch on Oasis Electric and just, you know, the legacy of our company, how it's grown into more than just sun collectors at this point now. But it's been very, you know, I'll say beautiful in a way to see that, you know, it's an unfortunate beauty in a sense, because obviously I don't wish ill will on other companies, but the fact that you guys did foundationally come into Peoria saying, hey, not only are we going to need to have our customers upheld, but there are going to be other companies that aren't going to be here at time. And so that's foresight that you guys had from seeing or being in the industry, just kind of naturally knowing how things are going to progress. And so I know that you and Hunter didn't per se, again, have a crystal ball to make predictions out of, but I will say that, you know, everything that comes of the industry developing, whether it's through SREC program, net metering, rates, it all has, you know, played out more or less and the sequences that you guys have predicted. And so I do think that that's why, again, we've effectively been able to help so many people, is because you guys didn't just come in swinging blind. You guys had a pretty good understanding of, hey, history repeats itself. There are multiple markets that we can look at. And obviously we're still looking at it now, but unfortunately, and I mean, or positively, but there are so many things that have happened in other states and parts of our country that are just a glaring example of what's happened here. And so, I mean, if you guys are tuning in and any part of the episode are really pricking your ears up, I would truly say this might be really part of it, because it is going to have an impact on you tremendously, whether you want it to or not. And so we'll kind of let you touch on where we're heading with that.
Absolutely. So at the end of the day, in every market, solar incentives go away. And being so far north with so little sunlight on average throughout the course of the year, when these incentives drop away, like the tax credit and the SREC program, there's not going to be a lot of solar sales unless the power rates just go up by 10, 15 times. So at that point, there's not going to be a need for sun collectors. There's going to be a need for Oasis Electric. Oasis Electric is also owned by Hunter Treadary and myself. And the idea with that is that we'll service not only our equipment, but the equipment of all these customers are going to be stranded. All right. When solar sales are good and high, it's really easy to do, but it's about the upholding the moral compass and doing the right thing long term. You know, we have 30-year warranties on all of our systems that we install, and that's a beautiful thing. And a lot of these people are not going to have it. So you're talking about the future, an idea of service contracts for managed customers is going to be something we're looking into. Right now, we're trying to get as many people installed with net metering as we possibly can before the end of the year. But next year, we are going to be heavily trying to target and help people that are stranded. The Illinois Power Agency has an entire list of stranded customers. Mm. Some of these third-party insurance companies have a stranded list of customers. Some of the financiers have a stranded list of customers. Honestly, we're a little overwhelmed. Like, there's so many people left in the dust. And that goes back to that telling 15 people that solar is the worst thing ever. You know, if you have that many people that are stranded, and we're trying to get as to as many people as we possibly can, but it's just, it's going to take time. And I think we're the only, one of the only companies with that philosophy right now.
I think we're also one of the only companies that completes against the sudden. There, unfortunately, and I keep saying unfortunately because there's a lot of negatives in the underbelly of this beast in this industry, but there's a complaint list that you could also check online, which unfortunately, I would get off that word, but there are so many companies that are on there repeatedly, and some of them are nationwide, some of them are more local, but it really does go to show that, you know, you can put a flashy face on, but there's a lot of malpractices that can really go to, you know, just intentionally or misintentionally screw over people in the long run. And so, you know, you're talking about PPAs and ownership earlier, and that's one of the biggest things that I would say separates us entirely. You kind of struck a chord with me earlier because when I was in that national sales competition, Steve and I were on a team, but we got paired up against another team and we were in like the fourth or fifth round, and the gentleman that I lost to ended up winning, getting first place. So I acknowledge that the only person beat me as sales in the nation when it came to solar. So in this competition that we were doing specifically, but the only, I would say, difference between what he was able to do versus five was that he did leases and sales versus ours was just ownership only. Yeah, put them in a completely different league. And whenever you just, again, just to kind of touch back on just doing things the proper way or what, since our godly tell people who don't even have a lease to offer you this thing outright. But unfortunately, that does make it harder as the industry, you know, continues to progress. And but that's also just doing it properly.
It really does. And with leases, I always say that I could sell someone a lease in 15 minutes, then it would be the best financial thing for the company, right? So you put it into perspective, if I come to a house and I'm like, hey, your power bill's 200, what we're going to do is we're going to lock you into a $180 payment. We are going to go up by 3% a year for 25 years. There's a lien against your house, which a lot of times they won't tell people that. And then beyond that, I'm going to take all the incentives as the company. I'm going to take the tax credit. I'm going to take the SREC program. And that's going to go on my accounts receivable. For any business owners out there, this would make a lot of sense for you. All right, 25 years compounded at 3% a year at $180, and then plus all the other incentives, and I could take depreciation on it. I could take out loans and expand the company tenfold, but it's not what's right for the consumer. Right? It doesn't add any value to their home. It can make it more difficult to sell if you're selling leases or selling your home with a lease on it. And people just don't want it. And the quality of the install as well. Because if I'm from the company's perspective of selling the leases, what I'm going to do is I'm going to put the cheapest stuff up there. Yes, I'm going to warranty. Yes, it's going to be my responsibility to make sure that system is up and running. But I am going to try to install that as quick as possible to avoid labor costs, to avoid material cost, and just burn and turn. And that's unfortunately what you see all around the nation, all around Peoria now. And it breaks my heart. You know, they were up until 2 years ago, 3 years ago, they didn't even allow PPAs or leases. You remember when that happened? And that was such a pain in the butt because it was supposed to be a trial program.
Right.
And then I'll never know what the results of that trial were, but now there's a lot of bad name for solar. A lot of realtors have misconstrued opinions about solar because there's so many leases. And, you know, that's another thing with scalability. When we were young, it was like, oh, we're going to, you know, not only be in Peoria, we're going to go help other states, all this other stuff. But the quality control issue, right? Yeah. I can't afford to go and expand the company because I just care so much about the quality of the projects, how people are being taken care of, the install, the quality of the information that's being portrayed. It's such a nuanced thing to be able to run a consulting company at this level and be able to train guys up. Because again, guys come into the office and a lot of people have experienced the labor difficulties across the nation, but just to get someone to have that ambition, that drive, that grit to understand all the information and then being able to portray it. Because we've had a lot of smart guys that come in and they can pick up on the information, but then can you portray it to someone?
Right.
You know, that's the most difficult part. And then can you convince them that it's the right thing to do if you know in your heart of hearts that it is right? you know, I know you as well as I have walked away from deals on the table because we knew it was not the best fit for the family.
Absolutely.
Right? You're going through hardships, there's a disease, there's anything like that. I mean, we'll walk away in a heartbeat because it's bigger than us, right? We want to make sure that the reputation of Solar is good. And that's been the philosophy since day one, is to make sure that Solar had a good name in Peoria, Illinois. And that leads us to why we're doing a podcast right now, is to get the right information from our perspective out to a consumer.
And I had notes on this, but since we're talking about Peoria and just our involvement and what we're doing here, so obviously solar panels and home energy backups, there are just batteries. There's no cookie cutter way. But more importantly than just helping people's home and efficiency, we also do a lot of community as well. I think that probably at least worth mentioning, just in terms of the legacy that we've not only created, but will continue to create here. Obviously, our Alkaline list is ever-growing, but there's some good, cool things that we do. And obviously, you know, for people that are listening, there's some involvement on it's a big day. That would be something sweet. But a couple of years ago, so just to kind of kick off a little bit of our involvement, but we were presented with the Above and Beyond Award 2022 at the Chamber of Commerce Awards ceremony. And for some of it was in the fine dining industry for, you know, but again, just shy of 7 years. This is something that hit pretty close to home for me because, you know, we help out a lot of the restaurants that are here in my hometown. But, you know, once a month we choose a local restaurant and we try to get anywhere from, I'd say, on average 30 to 40 people is a good turnout, but the more the merrier because it's about giving back to a, you know, very social server. But, you know, at the end of the month, we do all contribute $100 to that. But, you know, from a server's perspective, getting handed, you know, anywhere from $3,000 to $4,000 is a pretty good day at the office for any job or profession for what it's worth. But getting recognition for that a few years ago, like, it was nice because, again, we do panels first and foremost, but just knowing that recognition for things far beyond that. I mean, the one that I guess I would like to hear you talk about is Merry Bright Christmas, but because you got me involved with that a few years ago, in my opinion.
Oh, absolutely. So just touching on that, if anyone's interested in all of our community engagement, and we'll go over future episodes to come and have people on talking as well, but you can check out that on our page, suncollectors.solar. And beyond that, if you're interested in doing something big for the community, you can always go to the private Facebook group and request to be added to it. We post every month on what restaurant we'll be at. And the idea with that is that everyone brings $100 and tips out. You pay for your own food and you tip out $100. But the emotional stories, a lot of times, it always seems like we're in the right place at the right time with those.
100%.
You know, whether it be Christmas and a single mom who didn't know how she was going to get her Christmas presents and us showing up with 20 people. You know, just the stories that you hear and how much that amount of money is going to change, you know, someone's life. And again, it's only $100, you know, but when you combine so many people together to do the right thing,
right,
the effect is way, way bigger. I've been talking about Merry Bright Christmas. So, you know, I had a crazy childhood. I went to 22 schools before the seventh grade. And I had it rough growing up, you know, family struggled with addiction and several other things, but you know, there was a point in my life when I was going through high school where we really didn't have much. And there was a church, and it was actually my high school or my middle school algebra teacher. She got me into loving math. And I cannot appreciate her enough for that because it was one of the first classes I ever took and really, really appreciated learning the information. And I got hooked on it. And then that led me to becoming an engineer and led me to leading a business. With her church, and my mom had reached out to her or something like that, and then they had collected a bunch of gifts for children. And so what they did was they pretty much provided Christmas for us, my brother and I, 1 year. And I think they did it 2 years, actually. But that spawned something in me, and then it set for a while, and I think we're probably 3, if not 4 years into doing it ourselves. But the idea is that our company matches any of our employees and our reps. So if they say, hey, I'm going to sponsor one family, two families, three families, then we'll sponsor one or two or three. And last year, I think we did 18 total. And when I say sponsor a family, it's not, you know, what they did for us back then, I loved it to death. And then probably a cumulative total for my brother and I was probably $150-something, something like that. Our guys go big. You know, that these
shopping carts not big carts, but it's awesome. And just as that $112 worth of stuff for the whole family. And that's just, you know, when you get to do that 18 times in 1 month, and that's coming up, which I'm stoked for. It's always the best time of the year.
And it spawned from someone doing something above and beyond for me and my family. So it's such a cool thing to give back. And last year I was able, and I got in super teary eye when I sent the message to her, because she knew nothing about it. I messaged her on Facebook, and she's retired now, but I was like, this is something that you inspired. And to be able to see that, and to talk about how proud she was of me and all this other stuff. And I said, hey, look, if your church ever needs anything, reach out, I'll write the check, we'll make sure it happens for them. So just a way to like go full circle with the whole story of what we do. Now we get with DCFS and CASA and a couple of other organizations to figure out the families that need it the most.
Right.
And, you know, hopefully we can do 18 again this year, if not more.
Right. No, moment of vulnerability, I was very, I don't want to say skeptical, but I didn't necessarily know what it stood for my first year doing it. And I didn't know how receptive not necessarily the family or children were going to be. And, you know, I feel, you know, selfishly, I was like, man, I guess I'm not playing. I mean, I have never taken less than one family out after my first year out. I mean, only, I hope it only had been the decision to take out more and more, but my why is a little bit different. I didn't necessarily have an inspirational future, but whenever I think about like Christmas is growing up, I immediately go back to my grandparents on both my mother and my dad's side. But I was fortunate enough to have you know, grandma and grandpa's that spoiled the living crap out of me growing up. And I, you know, didn't necessarily come from, you know, a incredibly wealthy family or everything, but my parents did what they could to obviously provide. But I definitely know that my grandparents went above and beyond to spoil the ever living crap out of me. And that is something that I have always cherished, and to be in a position to, you know, possibly give that same type of spoilage to, you know, kids that might not, you know, even think twice about having something like that. And I think that that's really where, you know, you get to see the value in this, and, you know, it's they're giving them something that, you know, possibly they ever, yeah, that's the whole idea, is that they necessarily wouldn't have the opportunity. But it is truly one of the most selfless things that I think that our companies become part of. And then I am very proud to know that we have died routinely part of our tradition now as a company.
Absolutely. And I'm big on ripple effects. You know, just like the ripple effect that she had when my teacher had when she did that for our family. Imagine what could come for these kids.
Right.
I mean, over the course of 3 years, we've done 30 some different families, right? And each family usually has two or three kids. And what ripple effects could that create? Right. Same thing with the contributions to CASA and all the other charitable foundations that we do. It's not ripples that you're going to see. You know, luckily my teacher was able to hear from me and I was able to explain that to her, but those ripples can change the world, right? If not the world, someone's life. And so that's the idea of giving back to the community, is that we want to see Peoria grow. Do you want to see the kids be inspired? We want to see people, you know, loving their neighbor and everything else. And we can't fix everyone. We can't save everyone, but damn if we can't try to do our best, right? And that's the whole fundamental idea with the company from start to finish, whether it be solar contributions, the way that we train our guys, the way that we do our philanthropy, and instilling that as an value, right? I don't think a lot of other companies in the country can say that philanthropy is one of their values that they instill on their guys.
I mean, I've probably told many a customer that, you know, with me being a local rep here, you know, there's so much to be said about, you know, the way that we go about things, and it's not always the easiest way, but it is always the right way. And so it might take us an extra day or two to do an installation or something because of the extra effort that we're putting through. But then, you know, as important as the panels are and everything on the house is to me, but it's more so the back end work. And again, for me being from this area and you guys coming to my hometown and having the impact that you have, I mean, it's truly amazing when we go to these events and people come up and they see our company logo and we sponsor things, but just the look in there, I mean, you can truly tell that people are happy that our company is here and that they're pleased that we're able to contribute. And like you said, it's the impacts that we're never going to see that are probably going to be the most effective ones. The children that we, CASA, ICC donations, and just there's just so much more out there. Like I said, it's funny to hear you say that because I don't think I've ever put it in that perspective, but it's truly the impacts that we might not have really see that will be the biggest welcome. Panels look amazing, and it's the stuff on the back end that truly does count.
We're talking about whenever you came on board, we're talking about the power rate doubling.
Right.
And that's happened. You know, they're gone about 120% the last 2 years on the Amherst side. And beyond that, when these power rates go to 4 or 5 times higher to what they are even consistently now, and that's either probably 8 to 10, 15 years out, the money that these families are going to save through having net metering and through a battery, you can do a lot with. You're talking about a $200 power bill onto a $1,200 a month on average power bill. That's a lot of money that can go back into feeding the mouths of your children or putting it into investments or whatever, college funds, whatever you want to call it. And so that's a huge thing, right? The ripples. A lot of this I'm not going to be seeing forward, known about. And again, I have not been the face of the company. The Sun Collector's logo has been the face of the company for 5.5 years.
Right.
And I do not want to be the face of the company.
Okay, I'll be on a YouTube advertising. You're like, you've been making these be out there. But no, and I do appreciate that though as well, though, because we're not really meant to be a, you know, people know who we are in a sense, but Sun Collectors is more of an entity rather than a face. It's more of an idea, an ideology. And that's, you know, so you might say we're a financial logo, but in the first and foremost, we're sitting in our community here on a great scale. But I don't think when people think of Sun Collectors, I mean, they think of, you know, studs with long hair naturally. But at the same point in time, I do think that there is a collective idea there, though, of what we've built. And so it's not just solar, again, community engagement. It's the events that we do, it's showing up and showing out. The podcast, it's, you know, just it's, there's more to it than just what I think people would normally associate with your average solar company. And that's, again, we are not your average solar company by any means. We're far greater. It's not just Sun Collectors now, it's Oasis Electric and then everything in between.
For sure. You got a ton of shit.
Yeah, I would say we're going to shoot, we got another 10 minutes or so, maybe 15. That was really awesome.
Yeah, and we're kind of shooting from the hip here. This is our first podcast again, and the end of the day, it'll get better and better. So if you don't like this one, keep tuning in because it will only get better from here. I promise you that. And so let's kind of talk about what's to come with the podcast and what the idea is. So, you know, we'll have realtors on talking about their perspective of what's happening with what they're seeing as far as return on investment, what leases are doing to customers. We'll have councilmen. We'll have hopefully, you know, some bigger politicians from the state and federal level as well. On in the future,
even thought of some of the local legislative level. Oh, that is a little just having people on the political spectrum that will just have insight, but more so just, I mean, you guys, this is meant just to be as educational as possible and meant to be a source of just a little bit more insight on the industry that you're going to get as opposed to just the basic websites or the targeted ads that you might get on Instagram. And I mean, for what it's worth, we're kind of spilling out 5-ish years of just, you know, expertise. Well, how longer than that at this point, but I mean, it's us just unplugging our brains and making sure that people are up to date with information. And unfortunately, disinformation costs people far more money than it saves them. And that's where we need to make sure that we're heard. I'm very excited to see how the podcast progresses. I know that there's a lot of people out there that are going to make great additions to it. But I also think that it's going to be really beautiful to see how this, you know, develops into something bigger and better. It's simply like, yeah, we'll just kind of how it started off small and it'll kind of keep growing.
And to correct the misinformation out there, dude, just let people know. And us speaking from our hearts and having really interesting people on. I mean, we're talking about artists and everybody. It doesn't have to be just about solar to hear about the community.
There has a ton to offer. There's a lot of great people here that, again, I think that this would be an amazing platform for people to vocalize what we've done for them or vice versa, what they've done for us, but then also just for community engagement. And Peoria is always trying to uplift itself. There's always areas to improve on, but I think that's one of the most beautiful things about Peoria is that the community here is a true community. There's a lot of people that are very, very much so dedicated to improving our city and how the surrounding areas. I think that, again, we've established ourselves pretty well in that, you know, community of people as well. But I think that there's a lot of people that can voice their opinions on here that we can give a pretty nice platform to.
I think it's the people of Peoria that make it beautiful. Yeah, that's the reason why I love this place is, you know, 5.5 years later, I know so many wonderful people that I never even imagined that they would live in a place like Peoria. But yeah, they come to love this place, and I want to, you know, share some of those people with the world as well and their perspectives, because I think they want to be heard. It's, and you know, same thing with our clients, same thing with everything else. So just getting all the information out there we can, and they're correcting things like solar is free. Solar is not free. If someone ever tells you that, kick them out of your house, kick them off your doorstep. And just be kind too. You know, if you see Sun Collector guys coming around, and we do have a door-to-door arm of our company as well as advertising. Our guys are out there to do their best. They are not out there to scam you.
So if you little November, December, and January, please don't think. If you think it's just really, really fun knocking out when it's 0 degrees out as much as there, it is information. Yeah, but there are so many companies that go away as soon as it gets cold, and we are the guys that are still here putting in the effort to make sure that you have that information at your fingertips. Even we're like the mailman, baby. We're going to be there if rain, snow, shine, anything between. But if anything, that is a testament to our company and the fact that we are, you know, doing this year-round. Our guys, we're still installing year-round. Our guys that do the installs, they have families, they've got their mouths to feed back at home. They do not stop. And so, you know, as long as the conditions are safe, we are providing the best service to our local community here. I cannot stand by that strongly enough that it's not slowing down. As long as the weather permits, we're out here.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if, you know, for the audience out there, leave comments, questions, concerns, whatever you have, and we'll try to address them in our next shows to come. So it's been a pleasure talking with you, Austin, and looking forward to doing this again next week. And we're going to shoot for a weekly. So there may be a couple of weeks that we don't do one around Christmas or Thanksgiving or something like
that. But here's the holidays. But no, by all means, stay tuned. We're obviously all open to feedback on things you guys would like more information on, if you feel as if they're unclear. By all means, do stay tuned then, because we will have more great episodes coming up for you guys.
Absolutely. See you, period.